Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, and Parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Now, each separate household in a particular courtyard must contribute bread towards the Erev of that courtyard. Now, the Mishnah here in Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, is going to discuss what happens when you have multiple households in one single building, and whether or not they are considered to be one household, do they each need to contribute separately or not? Says the Mishnah, Chamesh Chaburos Sheshavso Bitraklin Echad. If you have five groups of people who spend Shabbos in one large hall, and they're separated, as the Bartonura points out, from each other by these low walls that do not reach the ceiling. Now, each of these has its own door to the courtyard, and other houses share the same courtyard as well, as the Bartonura points out. So what's the halacha? Beis Shammai says, Eruv lechol chabura vechabura, that a separate Eruv contribution must be made by each individual group, because at the end of the day, the mechitzos, the walls that are separating them, are separating them into independent households, and therefore they must donate and contribute to the Eruv separately. However, Beis Hillel says, no, Eruv Echa Lekulan, that each one doesn't need to contribute individually. Rather, one Eruv contribution suffices for all of them, because at the end of the day, they're considered to be one large household, and since the walls do not reach the ceiling, they are not enough to separate the areas into independent households. Continues the Mishnah, Umodim Bizman Shemiktason Sheruyin Bechadarim Oba Aliyos. However, says the Mishnah, Beis Hillel would agree that if some of them are living in separate rooms or in the attic of the building, Shein Srichan Erev Lechol Chabura Vechabur, that each group in that situation must contribute individually to the Erev, because in that case they are independent households. Since they are completely separate, each group would be its own household and therefore have to contribute individually to the Erev in that case. Now, continuing with Parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Now, people who sleep in separate rooms within one chatzar, within one courtyard, but eat regularly in someone else's home in that courtyard, for example, if their father lives there, and they have a bunch of brothers who live in the courtyard but are eating in their father's home, they're all considered part of that person's household, of that person's abayas, and they would not have to join on their own Erev in that case. However, the Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha for people who are simply taking food from this person, but they're not eating it with that person, rather they're eating it in their own homes. Says the Mishnah, Ha'achin ha'shutaf, you have brothers or partners who are working together for someone in the courtyard, shayu ochlin al shulchan aviyam, and they're eating or they're receiving food at their father's or their employer's table, but they're eating in their own homes. They're not eating with their father, they're not eating with their employer, they're simply taking the food and bringing it to their own home. Vishain and Bibatayim, and they're sleeping in their homes as well. What's the halacha? Tsrichin Erev Lecholechad Ve'echad. In this case, each of them needs to make their own individual Erev contributions, that since they do not actually eat in that house, they are not considered members of their father's or their employer's household, and therefore they cannot be included in the contribution that their father or their employer makes to the Erev. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Lefichach, Im Shachach Echad Mehem Velo Erev. If one of them forgot and did not join in the Erev, Mevatel Etz Reshuso, he would have to give up his right to the Chatzar, to the courtyard, before the other people who live in that courtyard are allowed to carry in it. However, now the Mishnah is going to just clarify this halacha. Says the Mishnah, Emosai, when does this rule apply? That all of these people who are sleeping and eating in their own courtyard, in their own home rather, even though they're getting the food from their employer or their father, that when does that rule apply? They need to join in their Erev separately. Bizman shemolichen Eruvim b'mokom acher, when the residents of their courtyard bring their Erev to another home and not to the father's house. Since in this situation, the father needs to join in the Erev along with the other residents of the courtyard, the sons must join as well. However, aval im haya eruv ba'etzlan. But if the eruv comes to them, meaning if the eruv for the courtyard is placed on, is placed in the father's house itself, o she'eni man diurin b'chatzer, or if there are no other residents with them in the courtyard besides their father, einon tzrichin la'are. Then in that situation, then in that case, they would not need to join in an eruv. Then in the first case, the sons do not need to join and to contribute because their father does not need to contribute. And in the second case, they do not need to contribute because without the other residents there, they and their father are considered to be one household, and certainly one household does not need to contribute beyond one contribution for the eruv. Continuing a quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, began discussing a situation where you have five groups of people who are spending Shabbos in one large hall separated by these little partitions, these little walls that do not go up to the ceiling. So do they have to contribute individually or not? So Beis Shammai says they have to contribute individually because there are other walls in between them. Beis Hillel says that there could be one contribution, one aid of contribution from all of them together, because again, at the end of the day, the wall doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling. They're considered to be one group, one unit, and therefore they would make one contribution for the Eruv. However, says the Mishnah, Beis Hillel would also agree with Beis Shammai that if some of them are living in separate rooms or in attics and so on, they're not all literally right next to one another, simply separated by a wall, then they would each need to individually make their own contribution to the Eruv. Continuing with Perek Vav, and then Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin taught us that if you have brothers or partners and so on who are working together and we're in a situation where they're eating the food from their father or from their employer, they're eating the food in their home and they're sleeping in their own home. So in that case, they would need to make their own individual eruv. If they're eating with their father and their employer, then they certainly wouldn't have to. We're talking about a case where they're eating in their own home from the father or from the employer, and therefore said the Mishnah, if one of them forgot and did not join in the eruv, then he would have to abandon his rights, give up his rights to the chatzer before other people carry in it. However, said the Mishnah, that's only true when the residents of the courtyard bring their eruv to another place, to another home, and not to the father's home. If, however, the eruv comes to them, meaning the eruv for the courtyard is placed in the father's house, or if there are no other residents with them in the courtyard besides their father, then they would not need to join in the eruv, because again, in the first situation, the sons wouldn't have to contribute because their father does not need to contribute himself, and certainly then they wouldn't need to. And in the second case, they do not need to contribute because without the other residents there, they and their father are considered to be one household, and one household again need to contribute separately for the eruv. Have a great day.